HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General says it's opened an investigation into the way the Secret Service handled security at former President Trump's rally in Pennsylvania Saturday. CBS's Nicole Skanga says lawmakers will learn more.
Later today, federal law enforcement officials from the FBI, from Secret Service, from the Department of Justice will hold an all-member phone briefing, both with the House and the Senate, on the assassination attempt.
Many delegates wore ear bandages at the Republican convention last night in a show of solidarity with Mr. Trump. His son Eric tells CBS News.
No stitches, but certainly a nice flesh wound.
Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance speaks at the convention tonight. VP Kamala Harris released a video this morning.
Unlike Mike Pence, Vance said he would have carried out Trump's plan to overturn the 2020 election. He supports a national abortion ban and voted against protecting IVF.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin advance dangerous policies.
They've emboldened drug cartels to flood our streets with fentanyl, killing over 100,000 Americans every year.
Hovde used his GOP convention speech last night to take top Democrats to task over immigration, foreign policy, and the high cost of living. People in Milwaukee are demanding justice for a homeless man who was shot and killed yesterday by officers in town from Columbus, Ohio, to help secure the RNC. Activists say out-of-town law enforcement should stay inside the convention perimeter. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says lethal force was needed because Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another man with a knife. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley Technical College played host to the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Forum on Tuesday night. Here's Rebecca Cook on the topic of corporate PAC money.
We're running against somebody like Derek Van Orden, who is very happy to take special interest dollars. All of us here have taken a no corporate PAC pledge, so we're not going to let those corporations infiltrate what we're going to be doing for working families in Washington.
The primary vote will be held on August 13th. An autopsy on a woman who was an inmate in the Chippewa County Jail was scheduled for Tuesday after she was pronounced dead on Sunday. According to a WEAU report, Chippewa County officials say the woman was transported from the jail to a hospital on July 4th, where she was pronounced brain dead on July 10th. Chippewa County Coroner Ron Patton was on site for the autopsy, which was performed by the Ramsey County Coroner. Results of the autopsy could take 6 weeks to be revealed. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star Game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his 2-run homer in the 5th to put the game away. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich unable to get a hit, but Yelich says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5-15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. On Friday, sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devil's Advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Greetings from the Twin Cities. I was up here for a strategic summit.
Well, so I will say this to you. I've been hanging out at the Republican National Convention, and Dr. Craig.
So they let you in, Earl?
I have to tell you, it's been one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do. To hear the speeches on the floor, I got to tell you, man, they're nauseating because on the one hand, President Biden and the Democrats are saying, we've got to bring the nation back together. And so we're going to stop the aggressive speeches, because we need to bring peace and harmony back to the nation. But if you hear the speeches at the Republican convention, Dr. Craig, it's the same hyperbole. They haven't changed anything. As a matter of fact, they've ramped it up even more. So I guess what I want to ask you is, while the Democrats are saying we need to tap down this rhetoric that has been happening and President Biden pulled commercials off the air, the Republicans are doing the exact opposite. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and you know better than I, because I don't have C-SPAN in this hotel room, and cable news thinks we'd rather hear their star hosts bantering than actually listening to most of the speeches. But I figured what you're describing, Earl, went on, and I saw, they show some of the ones that supposedly had drama, like Nikki Haley, and I guess we would get all of J.D. Vance that day and then Trump tomorrow. But J.D. Vance was straight out of the box claiming that Biden's toxic rhetoric had caused the assassination attempt with no information on what the motive was, who did this. We still have no evidence, really, that this person was ideologically motivated. He didn't have a lot on social media. No one who knew him to be political. And the evidence they have is mixed. He's a registered Republican. He once gave $15 to one voter registration group. That certainly is not evidence that he was somehow inspired by Joe Biden's angry rhetoric. I mean, just think about the, this is like, this would be funny if it wasn't so so problematic, right?
Right.
We know who is inspiring hate. But this is kind of the projection and gaslighting of the MAGA Republican Party. They accuse the other side of doing what they do, and they do it immediately. So pointing out that Donald Trump is the first president in American history who refused to give up office peacefully, that is a fact. That is not some sort of incendiary rhetoric. And therefore, since he's promised to be a dictator for a day, and spoiler alert, I don't think there's any history of dictators for a day unless they're deposed by another dictator immediately, not a voluntary dictator for a day, right? Yeah. And so, and with the Supreme Court giving him full immunity, his Supreme Court, against all precedent and all law and all understandings of the people who drafted the Constitution, because they were trying to prevent a monarchy or authoritarian system and did not put the president above the law, this lawless Supreme Court did. What Biden is saying about the stakes of this election, climate change, abortion, go up and down the line, right, are accurate, but now they're supposed to have, in their narrative, inspired disunity by pointing out the truth. We have to be able to talk honestly about the consequences of elections and what people's positions and issues and their likely behavior is, and debate that. Otherwise, we don't have a democracy. And as you pointed out, it's hypocrisy anyway, because apparently most of them didn't get the unity memo, from what you're telling me, Earl.
No, absolutely. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ron Johnson, but all of them. And the fact that these people have all decided, Dr. Craig, they have to kiss Donald Trump's ring and something else that I can't say on the air. But these people have all, they've gone all in. There is no semblance anymore of Donald Trump and the Republicans. They're one and the same now. And so the pushback that was occurring, you know, months ago before the debate with the Republicans, that's all gone now, Dr. Craig. They all say, well, Donald Trump united us. The threat on his life united us. So we're all speaking out of one hymnal now.
Well, they're trying to maximize their political advantage out of the near miss, and in a quite a crass way. And I actually think that President Biden has been gracious and has said all the right things. But we'll see how it affects. They supposedly, Donald Trump rewrote his speech. We'll see. Maybe J.D. Vance will be the hatchet man and Trump will be conciliatory for Trump, which isn't saying very much. But it's a very scary situation, Earl. One thing that we're not even talking about is why on earth does any old person, no matter what, be able to get military style assault weapon, right?
No question.
Which is so accurate. And according to the reports I've read this morning, he basically pushed the trigger and that was like the six or seven bullets. And then he was immediately gunned down by a sniper. So why should people have guns where in less than a second, you can unleash that many bullets at a long distance, right? I mean, and so we're not really talking about the policy implications of this. Anyone at any distance like that can be shot. And very rarely the president has, a former president like Trump has privilege. The rest of us don't have snipers ready to take them down after half a second. And that didn't even, and Donald Trump still might have been assassinated despite that.
You know, Dr. Craig, Civic Media is going to be at the Democratic Convention as well. And I'm pretty sure that the kind of rhetoric that I've heard the last couple of nights is not going to be replicated by the Democrats. And I guess sometimes it's frustrating to me that the Democrats have to be careful and cautious with their messages, but the other side can be as flagrant and in your face with how they feel. And yet the other side has to be able to understand what those people are going through and what they're feeling. I find that hard to comprehend, Dr. Craig, in a society where there are two sides of this coin. One can say whatever it is they feel, and the other is hamstrung.
Well, it's changing the subject. In other words, we're not thinking about Trump saying that it's going to be a bloodbath if he is not elected, right? There's a long history. Trump has a long history of insinuation and threats of violence. Joe Biden doesn't, but they tried to make one up with this bullseye comment. As we know darn well, bullseye has become common parlance that is used in a nonviolent context all the time. So particularly when you look at the context of President Biden's 50-year career, good luck bringing up all sorts of incitements to violence in the record of his political discourse. Right. And so the problem Democrats need to face is not to be intimidated by this. You cannot pull punches because they gaslight you by saying that you telling the truth about the Project 2025 agenda and what's in it is somehow incendiary and is going to cause violence, right? That's not what's going on. And it's not what's going on most of the left. I can tell you in the planning for what we're going to do, even if we lose, it is about developing a peaceful, democratic, nonviolent movement. And that is not what we hear from MAGA Republicans. Quite the contrary. We get the stand up and stand by to the Proud Boys statement and things of that nature. And hateful, hateful. You cannot find the democratic discourse terms like vermin, a term fascists used to describe people they wanted to exterminate, calling immigrants murderers and rapists, right? And not human. I mean, this is hate speech, and it's the kind of thing that leads to far worse, to hate action, right?
Right.
To violence. But they're managing. They're very good at this, or all disturbingly good, to use this bit of luck. Trump is almost but not assassinated to their advantage, right?
Absolutely, Dr. Craig. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And you know, you can join us again. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK.
The Tap.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th 18th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic Convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
all right. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to the phone lines and Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it as always. You know, hearing your listening to earlier, the double standards that we're seeing are, it's hard to describe. The rhetoric that we've been witnessing, I think we all need to conclude that we are under a type of a domestic war plan right now. You know, we've heard the rhetoric, we've heard the threats, one of the founders and authors of Project 2025 calling it, it's going to be a bloodbath unless the left basically, gives up. We're being threatened by this group, by this MAGA group, and I don't think we're taking it seriously enough. This is the real deal. When we hear the vermin and the fascism, migrant abuse, when we talk about, you know, the divide and conquer, you know, every time we throw out solutions, you know, there's more nonsense that knock off our messaging. Now, we are under attack where it's a wartime type of tactic that we're seeing that's being put on by the MAGA group. And until we accept that fact, we're in a lot of trouble, in my opinion.
Hey, hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Yeah, Mike's points are extremely well taken. The history of authoritarianism is those behind democracy not recognizing the threat sufficiently, and even if they recognize it, not doing what is necessary to head it off and to prevent it. And it's much harder to deal with once it has happened than before it has happened. In other words, if we think this is hard right now, if you fast forward, it becomes much more difficult once they've seized all of the reins of power. So I think he's totally right. And I think the analysis is out there more than it's ever been before, but it's not always connected to action. I mean, the action folks need to take is to get directly involved in this election. And that means the most important thing we can do, if we have resources, you can contribute money, but in addition to actually volunteering in groups that talk to voters one by one, because that's the one thing that cuts through all of the propaganda, the television ads, the social media, everything else. Just there are limits to what we can do trying to respond to all of that. Once they've created a frenzy of fear that people's problems in rural Wisconsin is some kind of wave of vermin-like immigrants, which is an absurd proposition, but that they are convincing people of that and terrifying them very effectively. And so I was talking to one of the leading organizing strategists and organizers in the country yesterday, and what he's working on is trying to inspire all the people who are watching MSNBC and just complaining about this and saying how bad it is to get off the sidelines and be real citizens and participate in our democracy. It is the only way. It is the only through line to winning this election, regardless of who's at the top of the ticket for the Democrats, which is beyond all our control here in this audience, including Earl and I have no influence over it either. Whoever is the head of the ticket, it looks like it'll be President Biden, needs to win no matter what.
Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Dr. Craig. Thank you for taking my call. I don't think Dr. Craig's watched the Republican conference because preaching unity. Today, we're talking about America making it strong again overseas, because now our allies don't trust us, Dr. Craig, and our enemies don't fear us.
Hey, CJ, first off, I have to interrupt you because I have watched those conversations. Dr. Craig didn't have to. I did. He didn't bring it up. I did. Because I'm there. I'm hearing them. I'll be there tonight. I'll be there tomorrow. I know what they're saying. You weren't there. So you're going by something you heard from somewhere else. I witnessed those conversations. Go ahead.
I was there last night. I was in Pfizer Forum.
So was I.
I actually saw Crudy and Dom and Maggie. I went to their event. So I was there, Earl.
Hey, CJ.
And I tell you what, it was nothing but love,
CJ,
and unity.
CJ, I heard something completely different than you. So, you know where we draw the line on truth and fiction, we won't debate that right now. But I know what I heard. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, if you listen to those speeches, you could hear the love for the people. The illegal immigrants, the mother who her soldier son served in Afghanistan and was murdered on the street in New York. Did you hear that one? Because we're not safe. So you guys talk about how great it is right now under Joe Biden. Well, that's not true.
Hey, CJ, do you feel not safe? No, I'm asking you, where you live.
Come on,
Hey, CJ, I live in the city of Milwaukee, and the city of Milwaukee may be considered one of the most dangerous cities in the entire state of Wisconsin, and I'm not fearing for my life. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure there are probably more crimes in the city of Milwaukee than there are where you live, and I'm not running around worried about the sky falling. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
I think you saw at the end there, from our friend CJ, kind of like the flaw in the Matrix, you know,
yeah.
The Matrix, the movie, it suddenly there's a little glitch and you realize there's a flaw, or at least the main characters do, most people don't. So the glitch was, we have to be afraid that we're unsafe. Unsafe from who? Then you get to the to how this is not about love and unity. It's love and unity. It's love and unity for Donald Trump, right?
Yes.
Fealty to him and for each other. But it's not love and unity for anyone considered outside of the circle. And outside of the circle is people who have not drunk the Donald Trump Kool-Aid. And then you have other misinformation. CJ told us that our allies don't respect us. There's very good reporting. Your allies are terrified of a Trump presidency and hoping Biden can win and are worried about whether he's up to it or not. That was very clear at the NATO summit. Very well reported, if anyone's willing to read it and be open-minded about it. As far as our enemies fearing us, I don't know. It seems like Biden's too anti-China and trumping that up too. But as far as Putin, why would Putin be afraid of Trump? It's the other way around in that case.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Guys, hang on the phone line. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday on the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AMWK. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I feel all right. You know I feel...
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Down ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread and butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A local electrical workers union held a press conference on Tuesday to express their concerns on unions and clean energy in the state. According to a WEAU report, the IBEW expressed concerns that if elected again, former President Donald Trump would roll back union jobs and the clean energy economy in the state. State Representative Jody Emerson also attended the press conference and expressed her concerns that the Republican-controlled State Assembly and Senate aren't devoting enough money to renewable energy. The city of Menominee will soon allow residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs on city roads. On Monday, the city council approved the proposal, making it more convenient for riders to use their vehicles without having to put them on a trailer to take them to one of the three trails in town. City officials expect the ordinance to get its final approval in early August, and when approved, riders should be allowed to use the streets beginning in early October. A map of the roads that are not included in the change can be found online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not going to bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the former Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, Mike Tate, as well as former U.S. Representative from Wisconsin, Scott Klug. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, sister, soul, sister, soul, sister.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig. And Dr. Craig, we got a bank of phones. So let's go to them. We'll take them and quickly and then give you an opportunity to respond. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jake. You say what?
I don't really, for me, it's not what people say. It's the actions that they take. So, you know, they could go off and say like, oh, we love gay people today, whatever. But then they make bills and other things to punish and take away rights from gay people. So it doesn't matter what they say up top. It matters on whatever actions that are done. And as far as being afraid, I'm more afraid of people like CJ, who, you know, are a good guy, supposedly a good guy with a gun, who just gets his father's AK-47 thing and tries to shoot Trump in the head. I mean, I'm more afraid of Americans.
Well, all right, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from Richland County. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Yeah, I saw a little clip of Nick Fuentes, the Nazi, saying that J.D. Vance's wife, being East Indian and Hindu, would be a reason that they're not going to vote for him, which is just so amazing. It just, this thing, this white supremacy thing has got to end, and it's got to end just with people getting together and saying we're not going to put up with it. It's not a violent end. It's got to be a nonviolent end. It's got to be something that Martin Luther King meant when he said, not the color of your skin, it's the content of your character and the character of these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the whole nine yards. It's just beyond belief.
So yeah. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Gary, go ahead.
I just want to comment on one of the things that your guest said, Dr. Craig, and he didn't straighten it out when he said it. Trump did not ever say the words that there's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. They took that totally out of context. He was saying that China is going to come in, bring in cars, bring them into Mexico, and sell them into the United States, and all of the car manufacturers in the United States are going to have, they're just going to disappear. And then there'll be a bloodbath. He didn't say that people are going to kill. He said it's going to be a bloodbath because of the cars. And then the other comment that I want to say is that iconic picture of Trump standing with the Secret Service with the blue background and a flag and his fists in the air. That picture was seen by every single person in the world. And they looked at him and they saw that you can try to throw me in jail. You can try to indict me, impeach me. You can try to kill me by shooting me, but I'm still going to stand strong. And I'm telling you, the world leaders, I think that Putin has a little bit of fear in his knees today because of that picture.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, if you will, please.
Yeah, and I'm not in a position to immediately question the caller on the context of the bloodbath. Biden has referred to it. But let me just say, that's a whole lot of fear that if Trump is not president, the entire domestic auto industry will be eliminated because of China, which is not something that is currently going on or is a reasonable fear. But I'm willing I'll take a look and take the caller's point on that. But let's be clear, there's a long history of Trump insinuating, inciting violence. And there's no such history on Biden, regardless of whether the bloodbath term is being used out of context or unfairly. But we should use the right ones. Totally agree with the caller. As far as the other two callers go, could not agree more, Earl, with the first caller that we should see what people actually do in the world, not what they say about unity. It's a statement of Jesus Christ. By their fruits, we will know them. Right. And their fruits are a wave of bills targeting. He was talking about LGBTQ plus issues. I mentioned them in particular, targeting the most vulnerable of our youth and teenagers, trans youth and teenagers, who have an astronomical suicide rate. And they are targeting them and targeting their parents just for a political advantage. That is what people actually do, as opposed to what they say about unity and love, right? And we could go down with immigrants, whole lot of other other examples of that. Then the middle caller, Earl, talked about white nationalists and Mr. Fuente, who has had dinner with Donald Trump. I do not believe Earl he has had dinner or would ever be invited to dinner with Joe Biden, or frankly, any legitimate conventional politician on either party up until a few years ago, until Donald Trump came onto the scene. I don't believe that Mitch McConnell would have had dinner with him. And I have very strong disagreement with Mitch McConnell, who enabled this right-wing Supreme Court to essentially nullify our Constitution, especially increasingly and especially in this last session. So I think he has makes a good point about the association between Trump and these outright white nationalists. They're now vilifying J.D. Vance's wife.
You know, let's go to Chad from Greenfield. Good morning to you, Chad. You say what?
Hey, you know, I want to direct something to your guests, and it's going off the previous caller. President Trump, when he talked about the bloodbath, it was clearly economical. And your guest, when he mentioned it as a matter of fact that it was a violent act. I heard it in his voice, and now he's corrected and he's backpedaling. And this is the problem with the media. He's admitting he's wrong. And then the funny thing is earlier, with the bullseye comment, can you imagine if President Trump said something about bullseye in the same context Joe Biden did, and Joe Biden gets shot at 3 days later? You guys would be going crazy. You guys would be saying inciting violence. This guy is coming out here firmly saying that a bloodbath scene is a violent comment, which is proven not to be. And these are how these lies are spread against the president. Hey, people uprising.
Hey, Chad, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to qualify?
Oh, look, I'll stand on the long record of Donald Trump suggesting insinuating violence and the fact that people who are against Trump need protection. Anthony Fauci needs protection and he's retired. Okay. They had to be very careful in these trials because the judges, the prosecutors, their families all targeted. He not only insinuates violence rhetorically, his followers act upon it and shower hatred and death threats and fear upon anyone that is seen as opponent of Donald Trump. So this isn't really arguable. People can seize upon bloodbath. Let me just say, bloodbath it's about destruction. It is about carnage. It is not a mild word that is often used in nonviolent contexts. So they're standing on the idea that he put it in the context of us losing all of our manufacturing jobs and automotive to the Chinese unless Donald Trump is elected. That isn't a full defense, folks, but I'll take your point. You call it backpedaling. I call it, we're having a conversation. I'm listening to what you're saying, okay? And you should do the same. You know, you don't hear backpedal from Donald Trump because he didn't start with a reasonable position or a position that was taken in good faith in the first place, okay? I think the fact remains that violence is coming. And by the way, the FBI research, Earl, overwhelming. The vast majority of the threat of violence in this country is from the right, not from the left. That's a big lie from right-wing media. And it's being fomented deliberately by Donald Trump and others in this party, and that needs to stop.
Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, let's talk about the love and the unity. You got Matt Gaetz on the floor challenging the first speaker of the GOP and then called a couple of expletives and he scampered off. You got Carrie Lake on the stage saying, oh, there's so much love in the room, except for all the fake news media up there. We don't like them. And she points at them, okay? And meanwhile, I think I'll vote for the guy that wasn't on the Epstein jet seven times, the guy that wasn't accused of raping a 13-year-old girl, the guy that didn't bury his first wife somewhere, a random spot on one of his golf courses because he's so damn cheap. Yeah, I think I'll go in that direction, folks. So you can all come back and defend all that stuff that he did, and it's actually real. And he did say bloodbath. They're taking one statement when he was talking about the car manufacturers and trying to flip it over. He did say it would be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Charles, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm trying to find out, did common sense just fall out the window? Donald Trump clearly on that stage said that if he lost the election, there would be a bloodbath. Where does a boom in electric cars being made mean that there's going to be a bloodbath? He changed it up after there was backlash about him saying the using the word bloodbath. Then he changed up and said, oh, I was talking about the cars, the car manufacturing business. How does a boom in electric cars mean that there's going to be a bloodbath in the United States because people are going to buy electric cars and not gas cars?
Hey, Charles, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Scotty from Racine. Scotty, you say what, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. And I just want to say the both sidesism of the mainstream media, to me, it's astounding. I'm like, oh, my God, really? This guy gets up and just spews nonsense. I mean, oh, no, I really won the election. Yeah, okay, Donnie, you won the election, buddy. And all these people saying, oh, yeah, he maybe did. Listen, do you think we don't know how to run an election in this country? We've been doing it a while. I think they've observed that election. It's pretty well established who won the damn election. And yet, you know, that's not a problem for anybody, really? We're just going to let them spew that. Oh, okay. Well, let's pass that lie to all the crimes, all the other stuff, all the horrors, all the authoritarian. I mean, looking at, you know, okay, literally quoting Hitler and all this business. And the mainstream media is like, well, you know, Joe Biden's kind of old, kind of stammery. It's astounding to me.
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., you're up.
Oh, yeah. First, we the people ultimately are the government. We need to get money out of politics completely through public financing of campaigns. All that matters is Project 2025. Eric from Tulsa was right. Women are now not being counted in the polling, and they're going to come out in record numbers because they don't believe the government should choose what they should do with their bodies. And CJ, Chad, and Gary need a good psychotherapist. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to any of those things? Sure, there was a lot.
One of the callers, I won't try to get all of it or all. One of the callers made a very good point about the vilification of the media. There are terrifying reports of a lot of media in Butler, Pennsylvania, after the failed assassination attempt, fearing for their lives, like the crowd was going to turn on them. That was some natural thing. That was them being fomented over and over again about the evil of the media. And that's the thing. We can debate the bloodbath comment. It's not required. Erase it. It never happened. He has a long record of trying to take advantage of hatred and violence and incite it. And the proof is in the pudding. There is hateful violence coming from his base. There's responding to him and responding against perceived enemies of Donald Trump. This is going on, and we're going to all of us in civil debate. There's going to be always a contest over facts, and was this taken out of context? Was that? That's reasonable public discourse, and everyone is going to have disagreements on some of those. But the overall record and the overall direction of having a major political party capitalizing on calling people vermin, of calling them subhuman, of trying to develop the greatest fear about whole groups of people like trans teenagers, right? Some of the vulnerable people in our society. That is the new political strategy of the MAGA Republican Party. And it's a step towards authoritarianism and fascism.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is true that there have been threats to the media. No question whatsoever. Nationally, locally, all over. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship. Minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight.
We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to what unbelievably is the last few minutes of a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show, Fast Flowing. As always, I'm joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, we're going to take these two calls, and then I wanted to at least squeeze in the reports that the Biden administration wants to make some adjustments to the Supreme Court that they really don't have a snowball's chance in hell of making happen. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know, the easiest thing in the world, and I'm putting up an open challenge, is to debate one of these goofballs on Biden's record versus Trump's record. I'll leave them with this thought. Don't bring up the border, buddy, because you guys got what you wanted, but you refused to sign it. So let's not even start with the border. Then let's go to education, infrastructure, economy. I'll go on and on. Healthcare, I'll go on and on. Trump did nada, zero. A lot of promises, a lot of great talk. Mexico's bringing them, building a wall.
Hey, Bill, man, thank you very much for the call. Susan, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I just want people to just calm down and look at what went on in Pennsylvania. And just think about it. And I think about it because I had worked in the police department, and you know as well as I do that police department is very regimental. Now, it has been proven that there were supposedly problems with the Secret Service, which is highly trained, and the police department in Pennsylvania. Now, the Pennsylvania Police Department was actually inside that building where that supposed young man scaled up the side of the building and fired those supposed shots.
Hey, Susan. We lost you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello, Earl. Hello, Dr. Craig. What Dr. Craig said was really the salient point of this entire conversation is Wisconsinites, Milwaukeeans, et cetera, need to simply get out the vote. Canvas, make calls, write postcards, and more importantly than anything else, convince your family and friends, even those that don't believe along the same party lines as you, et cetera, what's important for the future of this nation. Really quickly, though, I'd like to also say, when speaking about the registered Republican that attempted to assassinate the former president recently, there was a story, and I actually sent you a little bit of a story from the Pittsburgh Courier to check out, Earl, that kind of asked questions about the person. But also, it's been reported that they for years have had Trump signs on their lawn. The father was ranked as one of the top 20 pro-gun Republicans in their entire city back in 2016 when they did their the Analytica, Cambridge or whatever they're called, did their research for Trump back then that they traded with Manafort and the Russian spy. The classmates also said that he would wear fatigues, lean conservative. So this is all stuff that this is why you're not hearing all these things, because it destroys narrative.
Hey, Eric, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, President Biden is talking about making some adjustments to the Supreme Court. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's a step forward. It's better than the headlines, which means it's too complicated. He did consult with Lawrence Tribe, the great retired constitutional scholar from Harvard Law School, and it's something you could do legislatively. What it really is, it's rotation of office. They are saying that Supreme Court justice will be limited to 16 years, but then they would serve as lower court judges and reserve judges as some of that conflict of interest. So essentially, you don't have a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, but you still have, under the Constitution, a lifetime a court appointment as a federal judge. And the Constitution never says that you're just on the Supreme Court. You're appointed to the federal judiciary. So this is constitutional, though this Supreme Court might actually try to again change the law, change the Constitution, protect itself, and to have an enforceable ethics code, which clearly is possible. But Earl, you pointed out the problem with this. That is, you would need Congress and the president, and you would need to either get rid of the filibuster or have more than 60 votes for it, and that wouldn't happen. And so that is the problem. I think he should just go there. There's no limit of nine justices. There's an unfair packed majority, gerrymandered U.S. Supreme Court right now. Biden just come out and say, because he needs no congressional action, I will appoint three new Supreme Court justices and balance the court if I'm reelected. Because I'm not sure. I think this may be too cute by half, too complicated, because Biden doesn't want to actually be accused of court packing, even though there is no nine limit. This is a made up charge in the first place. It's not a violation of anything. It's an absurd thing. I want to say one other thing, Earl. We can talk about the court on the bloodbath. I was looking during the break at an excellent article on the bloodbath comment from factcheck.org, which is part of the Edinburgh School of Public Policy. People can look it up. And they quote Bill Cassidy, a Republican senator from Louisiana, on Meet the Press, saying that this is Trump's approach. He walks up to the line, implies violence to a bloodbath, but makes it deniable enough because he puts in the context of trade and losing the auto industry to China. And therefore, he gives his followers a way to say they're lying about us. It was all economic, but to imply violence. And this is the problem with his discourse. And we have seen that play out on your show today. In fact, one of the right-wing tropes on right-wing media is to find one thing untrue, like the Hunter Biden laptop was not actually planned by the Russians and is legit, to then say everything said is false. And in fact, everything said about Hunter Biden is true, which is the laptop does not show. You never hear them talking about what's on the laptop, just that the laptop was actually Hunter Biden's laptop. And that's enough for Sean Hannity. So we saw the same thing here, where the contest over whether he said bloodbath, in what context and what it meant, is now going to discredit everything we know about the violence of Donald Trump. Problem, Earl? That is visceral and clear and motivates people. Complicated Supreme Court solutions don't. So that's my close on your final question. It needs to be clearer.
Dr. Craig, well done as always. We'll see you in a week. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Matner and Greg Bach at the Republican National Convention. I'll be there later on this evening. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yockey, will join us. And public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.